got the blues, I can't be satisfied. I said, I got the blues, I can't be satisfied. I believe I'll get a freight train and I'll ride.
Pop Wagner. There are so many facets to his performing career. He works solo, in groups, sings, plays multiple instruments, is an expert on cowboy songs and poetry, and does cowboy-style rope tricks. But we all start someplace, and one of Pop's early interests was fingerstyle guitar playing, which he started as a teenager.
In high school, I took a few lessons from a college student that showed me some pattern picking, different types of ways you could accompany vocals. And then in college, my roommate was a big fan of John Hurt, and I started listening to Mississippi John Hurt around that time and picked up some of his pieces, the way he played them, and I learned that. And then I kind of used that same style when I came up with arrangements of my own for other songs that weren't necessarily John Hurt songs, but fit well with his guitar style.
What to you is so compelling about his guitar style that it has caused you to create in it?
It's the rolling bass line that has a real bounce to it. It's almost like swing music. And I've been playing like at Palmer's Bar, and I'm playing solo guitar, and I'm playing a John Hurt tune, and there are people dancing to it. And so you can, with that style of guitar playing, you can become a one-man dance band, and it's pretty cool. It's a very happy sound to it.
I grabbed my hat and I walked across the track. I said I grabbed my hat and I walked across the track. Caught that freight train and never did look back.
We're speaking with the multifaceted Pop Wagner. Pop, you do cowboy songs. But, you know, with many people, they think cowboy songs and they think, oh, you know, those, the big hats and country and western music. But the cowboy songs you do are another type entirely.
That's right. It's not country western music, and it's not Hollywood cowboy music. It's the songs that cowboys themselves came up with in the early part of the 20th century and even before that. And a lot of songs that they sang originated as poems. And poems were a way of being able to tell a story. And because it rhymes, it's easier to memorize. And a lot of them didn't read or write, so that was important to be able to memorize and repeat a story, which then maybe later became a song, and then you could sing it if you knew how to play guitar. It's quite a volume of work that's out there, and it's really great heartfelt material. Now I'd like you to hear a poem I came up with about a funny little incident, and the poem is called "The Cowboy Hat at the High Class Soiree."
I attended a party, a formal affair and a real humdinger at that. I was met at the door, and the hostess said, "Please, may I take your coat and your hat?" She had several hangers for hanging up coats, and there were some pegs on the wall for hanging up derbies and bowlers and such, but the crown on my hat is too tall, and the brim is pulled down, so when she hung it up, she found that it wouldn't stay there. This perplexed her at first, but then with a smile, she set my hat down in a chair. Well, she noted concern on my gaze, then she said, "Oh, sir, this chair is an antique. No one ever sits here. Its value's too great. We had it appraised just last week." Now, a chair in the hall at a shindig like that is safe because it's out of the way. But as evening wore on and the guests drank their fill, some hair was let down, you might say. And then, about 3, I figured it's time to go home and get some shut-eye, so I found my way back to the chair in the hall. And what I saw just about made me cry. A portly old gent was flirting away with a gal from the catering crew. As he stood by the chair, he adjusted his pants, and there just wasn't much I could do, 'cause then without looking, he began to descend on his target, and he hit it square. And folks, I must tell you that my poor old hat just about became part of that chair. I couldn't speak. I just stood there in shock until all their flirting was done and they wandered off. So I had a look. But a sight like that sure ain't much fun. The crown was smashed flat and the lining fell out, but by far and away the most scary, as he sat, he had spilled half his drink on my hat. And it was a dang Bloody Mary. Now re-blocking and cleaning must be done just right. And that can cost money and time. Next time I'm invited to some high-class soiree, I believe this cowpoke will decline.
We're speaking with the multifaceted Pop Wagner. And Pop, you perform solo, but you also perform in groups, and when you do, you play the violin. Now, a long-standing partnership of yours is with Bob Bovee.
That's right, and we started out, I was just getting started playing fiddle, so mostly we played two guitars. Didn't plan it this way, but we were playing almost identical licks the whole time. And so I figured it was time to get that fiddle going and figure out something else to play. I play my grandfather's violin that he gave to me when I was in my early 20s. And that has extra meaning for me. I play with Bob Bovee. We also had a four-piece string band for a while called Mad Jack and the Black Label Boys. And I'm also currently in a trio called the Hampton Rounders with Adam Granger and Annie Spring.
Now old Bill Jones said before he died, tomorrow he'd like to ride. The fireman said, what can it be? It's the Southern Pacific and the Santa Fe. Santa Fe.
Or the Santa Fe.
Santa Fe.
Santa Fe.
It's the Southern Pacific and the Santa Fe.
That's a little bit of the Milwaukee Blues, Pop Wagner and Bob Bovee. Pop, if people go to your website, popwagner.com, what do they find there?
Well, there's a whole bunch of things to choose from. There's a schedule. There's my recordings. On the front page, there's a little link to a YouTube video that Prairie Public Television produced a few years ago with me and Bob Bovee doing about a 30-minute show, and that's kind of fun to watch. There's also a way you can contact me via email. You can request my occasional update newsletter, that sort of thing. It's all at popwagner.com. I hope to see you there.
Pop Wagner presents authentic cowboy songs and poetry, country blues, string band music, and all delivered with wit and whimsy.
Milwaukee Blues.
Milwaukee,
I got the Milwaukee Blues.
All the Milwaukee Blues.
Well, I want to go west, I got the Milwaukee Blues.
This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.